I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She and Jean-Luc are having a courtship, and tonight she stabbed a cake ship. It's Watch What Happens Live with Natasha and Danny from Below Deck Sailing Yacht now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411.
Hey guys, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, with two crew members from Below Deck Sailing Yacht who did not approve of their co-workers smoking and gossiping tonight. But luckily, they're on board for a half an hour of drinking and gossiping with me. Please welcome from Below Deck Sailing Yacht, Chef Natasha DeBorg. Hey, Natasha.
Hi.
And second stew, Danny Soares. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Andy. Hi, all.
Great to see you. We got to talk about tonight's episode. What was bugging you so much about everybody taking the smoke break? I mean, it was just, what was it?
For me, it was that, you know, you don't leave the table when you're having dinner together as a group, you know? You have dinner together and then you go off and do your own thing.
Natasha, do you regret at all destroying that cake that was the replica of the Parsifal 2? 3?
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. No, I don't. Like, come on. Like, if you're at the table, like, you keep telling them, come to the table. I'm not someone's mom. So if you don't want to be there, then Danny and I enjoy seeing the cake. Then they definitely saw how the cake looked now. So, yeah.
Natasha, how awkward was it riding back with Danny and JL in the car while they were making out?
Danny is not really awkward for me. Come on.
Aw, that's sweet. I gotta tell you, Danny, I'm into this relationship with JL and you.
It's fun.
Danny, tonight was the first time we saw a tension between you and Allie. Had this been brewing under the surface for a while, or where did it come from?
No, I think I was just a bit annoyed with the whole situation thing, leaving the table and all. And I think she was just very defensive about it. And then I just brought the Latina out of me. I don't know.
But by the way, do you guys think that Sydney actually likes Gary that much, or is she just... or is she just in it because she can't have him anymore?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think she just wanna prove that she can't have it and nobody else can.
And what was your reaction when you saw Sydney going at it with Allie and the interior crew tonight?
Yeah, no, that was terrible. Like, clearly shows how green she is on yachting to say that the interior team is sleeping all the time.
Wow. Well, Natasha, you're a pro at seasoning, but when Daisy gave you feedback, you could not take her criticism with a grain of salt. So I want to keep stirring that pot. Okay, this is your chance to give Daisy some notes. Should Daisy have stood by your decision to add hollandaise to the primary's eggs? Or is the guest always right?
The guest is always right. I should have listened to Daisy.
Oh, is she showing too much favoritism towards Allie?
I would say no, because Daisy and Allie is close and Danny and I close. So I don't think it's favoritism. I just think that's the girls. That's it.
Since you said during your last appearance that you feel Daisy lets her second stew, Danny, do her job for her, what's one responsibility in particular you think Daisy needs to stop passing off?
Now I'm more into the show, so I kind of like take back my statement. I see what she's doing more, so I don't think that would actually change anything that she's doing.
Okay, you take back your statement. How can Daisy do a better job of communicating with you in a way that isn't speaking asshole?
As I said, so I'm seeing more of the show now and stepping back from myself and looking at myself. I think I'm a bit much. I'm a bit sassy, but I think it's good to reflect on who you are and change that. So I think I appreciate seeing that.
By the way, what are you seeing of yourself on the show now that you're thinking, oh no, I did that wrong?
I don't think it's just on the show. I think in life I'm very defensive, and that's because of my upbringing. And nobody could have changed it. My dad, my friends, my family. But it took Bravo for me to actually see myself and want to change that defensiveness, because it's not nice all the time. So I think it's me being defensive.
Oh, good for you. Well, does Daisy have a right to continually reprimand Gary for distracting Allie in the laundry room, or is she overreacting?
Well, Gary could clearly eat his words. He said he didn't sign up to be a dishwasher man, is he a laundryman?
All right. Well, thank you very much, Natasha. Danny, tonight you went to the guest cabin with Jean-Luc and seemed to finally get Jean-Lucky. So I have questions about your partner in Boatmance. By the way, are we going to be hearing about you two in the guest cabin? Was that a no-no?
Well, I think there are exceptions.
Okay. Does Captain Glenn think there are exceptions?
I hope so.
Right. When was the first time you knew you wanted to kiss Jean-Luc?
I think when we were playing Truth and Dare and he said that he fancied me, I thought I was like, I don't know, it just made me look at him differently.
Are you weirded out that he's talked to his mom about you?
Yes, that was very strange, very strange.
Now that you've had time to explore, is his extreme height a perk or a hurdle?
It's a perk.
Rate JL's kissing on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, 8.
Is Jean-Luc more mature than other guys his age, and is this the first time you've dated a little younger?
He's a bit more mature than his age, yeah.
How old is he again?
I have maybe. He's 24.
He's 24. Wow. Can I ask how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 33 now.
Okay. Do you think JL should have done more to intervene when you were getting heated during dinner, or did you like that he didn't insert himself?
No, I think I like that he didn't, because, you know, if he tried to do something, it probably would be worse.
Is JL's lack of initiative on deck a red flag for you?
A little bit. I would like to see him being a bit more professional. That would be more of a turn on.
What's Jean-Luc's most attractive personality trait?
he's very... very respectful, I guess.
By the way, does it concern you to know he's never had a relationship lasting longer than 3 weeks?
A little bit, but at this stage, that was not what I was looking for. It's just having a little bit of fun.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I mean, I really went in there on those Jean-Luc questions. Well, since you both got annoyed about your coworkers talking behind people's backs tonight, I wanted to give you the opportunity to take the higher road, also known as gossiping right to pictures of their faces. Okay, it's time for Who Do Crew Think You Are? I'm going to present you with your crewmates. Go back and forth saying one thing that annoys you about each person. Fun, Gary, Natasha.
He's too much of a complainer.
Okay, Danny.
Arrogant.
Okay, Allie, Natasha.
I have nothing to say, actually. I'm serious.
Wow, nothing annoys you. I love it. Danny.
I think on the beginning she was a bit slow. That's all I can come up with.
Okay. Jean-Luc, Natasha.
I just think he could be a bit more professional and be like part of a team player. That's it.
More of a team player. What about you?
Yeah.
Danny.
I think he could try harder to talk more to the other crew members.
Okay. Sydney, Natasha.
I just think she thinks she's better than everyone, and it's sad. It's for me looking at the show, it's sad to see that, because I think we all had beautiful girls on the show, and I just think it's like unfair to think that you're better than somebody else. It's one of my pet peeves.
Okay, what about you?
Yeah, I came up with the exact same thing, just a bit too cocky and arrogant.
Okay, what about Daisy? Natasha, can you think of anything?
No, actually, like, I think the only thing, like, as I said, looking at the show now, I think her approach would be better, and that's the only thing for me, because I love, like, what she do. So I just think her approach, like, dealing with situation with me or Gary, she's Irish, but it's not our culture, so we don't understand it. So I think maybe to understand, like, different cultures a bit and approach it differently, I think it would be better, and that's just it for me.
I have an Irish executive producer, and she's much like Daisy. Yes, Danny.
Honestly, same. Just communication, you know, just finding a way to say things better.
All right, we're going to leave it there. I want to thank you both. Let's take some questions from our virtual audience. Erica, what's your question for Natasha?
Natasha, how did you react when you heard Daisy say in tonight's episode that you don't take criticism well because you're insecure?
Ooh.
I would kind of agree with that. And as I said, as I mentioned before, I think coming from a past that I have, when you have learned to survive, you become defensive. And I think that's what I realized in the show, that it made me realize that I am defensive and could be a bit of insecurity. But again, as I said, it's the approach that actually made me react this way. So I think if you approach differently, like Dani and I had problems, but she approached me differently. So I acted differently. So that's what I would go with.
Okay. All right. Melissa has a question for Dani. What's your question, Melissa?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Dani.
Hi.
Hi.
Dani, do you think it's a bit of a double standard that Gary is getting so pissed at Jean-Luc for flirting with you when he's been flirting with Allie and distracting her from her job the entire season?
100%. Like, he doesn't leave the laundry ever. He sits down all the time and he wants to talk about Jean-Luc. It's, yeah.
All right. Thank you, virtual audience. By the way, Natasha, Chris T wants to know what happened to the rest of the dessert. What happened to the rest of the dessert table, like the cotton candy machine? If you promise things to the guests, shouldn't you deliver?
Well, I think we have bigger things to deal with. And the bar chatter was a demanding chatter. And they wanted, like, obviously that things as cut, that they wanted, like, a lot of lobster and stuff that I had to deal with. So I think I wanted to put my energy in there more with the main course than a cotton candy machine. So, yeah, that's just it. Not everything in life that's promised you get.
Danny, Kelly R. texted, was the situation between Sydney, Allie, and Gary as cringy in real life as it is watching it on TV?
Yes, but it is a bit worse watching on TV, to be honest.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, whether or not Danny can be blamed for distracting Jean-Luc from his job, there's one form of distraction we all celebrate here, and that's drinking. So I want to play a round of truth or drink. Salacious questions will appear in the monitor behind me. If you'd rather distract us than answer, sip your drink. Okay, let's spin the wheel and see the first question. Okay, Danny, what is the shadiest thing that Natasha ever said to you about Daisy while venting in your cabin?
Oh, I'll just...
Oh, she's gonna have a drink. All right, spin it again. Okay, Natasha, one thing Danny can do to improve as a stew?
Nothing.
Wow.
Stop it.
I think she's pretty. I'm not because she's my friend, but I would say it anyway. She's a great stew at her job.
Okay, spin it again. Natasha, who would you rather thruple with, Danny and JL or Gary and Sydney? Oh, she's having a drink on that one. Okay. Okay, spin it around. We got a question for Danny. On a scale from 1 to 10, how embarrassing is it for a chef to mess up something as simple as eggs?
10.
Wow. So, Natasha, do you know how to make eggs over easy?
Yes, I do. But as I said, not I'm being defensive, but like, when all these eggs order comes in, I'm intimidated by Daisy also. That's the thing. Like, and she comes in, she's like, okay, I want 5 sunny side up. I want this. And my brain is like, what is going to go on again with the order? And I messed it up, and I'm sorry. I could make eggs. If you can ask the crew, I could make eggs. But I think at the moment, with cameras and you do become nervous. So yeah, that's just it. And the pans were horrible.
All right. Okay, spin it again.
Yeah.
Okay, for both of you, is Sydney correct in her assertion that she is the hottest member on board?
No.
Who is Danny?
I would say Ali.
All right. Gary might agree. Okay, spin it again. For both of you, which of your crew members consistently did the least to earn those big charter tips? Oh, I love this. Natasha?
JL, I would say.
JL, ooh. Danny?
I'll drink.
Okay, spin it. I think that means she thinks maybe JL. Okay, Danny. What's your least favorite dish that Natasha cooked the crew?
Oh, I'm not a big fan of seafood, so anything with seafood that she made, I wouldn't like it.
Okay, spin it again. We're gonna do one more. Love this game. Natasha, since Daisy's been known to go to the captain about you, what's something that you wish you'd reported about her to him?
I'm not good at running and telling, so nothing. I don't think I need to go to Glenn.
There you go. That's just it. Natasha does not run and tell that. Thank you. I appreciate it. Danny, Remy I wants to know how you felt when you saw Jean-Luc telling all the guys that you two had made out.
I mean, if I was a guy, I would tell everybody that we made out too, so fine.
Natasha, Leah Y wants to know if you regret not listening to Daisy about the portion sizes after hearing the guests talk about them.
I did regret it.
You did?
I did.
All right. Okay. Good to know. See that? You watch and you learn. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. Last week's egg debacle did not go over easy for Natasha and Daisy, but they should know that their scramble is just one of countless egg-ceptional moments seen on this network. Tonight, we're counting down the top five egg moments in Bravo history. At number five, it's from Below Deck. It's a moment from the friend of former OC housewife Alexis Bellino. Their breakfast order could fill the world's biggest Jesus jug.
Egg order. Eight.
No one should eat eight eggs.
Oh my gosh, Jake.
Here's your Mountain O egg.
It's just weird.
Gross. Who can forget when our favorite journalist, Carol Radziwill, gave us a 500-word piece when she ordered her eggs?
I want three eggs any style.
Yeah, which style would you like?
I'm not sure of the style.
What about
hard-boiled?
Hard-boiled, sure.
One hard-boiled, mm-hmm. And then the other two in my order, can those be scrambled? And can you mix the scramble part? Don't make it touch the hard-boiled egg mm-hmm. part. I want that hard-boiled.
Okay. On a less edible note, our number three belongs to the yoni eggs on The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
We're doing yoni balls. Now, what is that?
This is your egg.
Do you guys have an egg inside?
Yes, they do.
Wait, where'd you go to put it in?
I'm trying to have my vaginal walls looking like Sheree's hamstrings, ready to pounce.
Yes. All right, number two is iconic at a cellular level. It's Tinsley and Dale crying over the frozen eggs.
Mommy, I've got to call the egg doctor.
Well, let's take a look at it. We have a little picture here of your beautiful egg.
Oh, my God! What? Oh, my God. I want to see those little babies. That's like my baby.
Never gets old. My babies. My babies. And at number one, it's, of course, Countess Luann and her specialty.
Why are you all in my sh**? Get out of my sh**. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, look. I got you. I made you eggs. Look at this. Scrambled eggs. A la France.
Should we start a Housewives-themed diner? Chef Natasha, you're hired. I want to thank Natasha and Danny for being here. Go to our Twitter now for our after show. Chrissy Teigen is on tomorrow night after Dallas. We'll see you then.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah! All right, we are back with Natasha and Danny from Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Okay, we have more viewer questions. Natasha, Lexi R., did you think the charter guests who complained about the food coming out at different times were justified? That seemed like an amateur move.
It was justified because I did ask them if they wanted buffet style. You always need to remember that right before dinner, we always go sailing, and I also cook for the crew. So I did make a suggestion. They wanted four different orders of potatoes and steak. I'm not saying it's the best, but I did what I did, and I'm sorry.
Nine guests, yeah. Abigail Y texted, Danny, did you ever feel in the middle or like you had to pick sides between your roomie, Natasha, and your boss, Daisy?
Yeah, a little bit. I feel that definitely we were split a little bit, yeah.
Danny, McKinley J said, how hard did you laugh when JL literally found out on Watch What Happens Live that Gary and Sydney slept together? How did he not know?
he's just a very naive, so poor thing.
Natasha Ciara O, do you think sometimes your frustration over the guest's complicated requests is sometimes taken out on Daisy since she's often the messenger of what they want?
Not necessarily. I think, as I said, it's the approach and how it started off. I think she just like shuts me down. So I just always become defensive. And I think that's it.
Got it. We have time for one question from the audience. If anyone has another question.
Oh my gosh, Andy, I have so many questions. Right? Andy,
I'm steering the ship, though. I don't know if I'm going to be able to ask a question at the same time.
I don't know, Rocco. You pick one. The lady with the dog. The lady with the dog.
With the dog. Me, dog.
Hi, yes.
Hi. Hi. Oh, my God. I'm so excited to meet you. I actually have a question for Andy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So if you could do any housewife other city, what would you do? And have you ever considered doing a real teacher's housewife? Because I'm a teacher, and I feel like teachers have a lot of drama.
I would love to do teachers, but I don't think we could get schools to let us shoot in the school. And so I think that would be a problem because you're not going to get all those parents to say yes to.
Well, you should get in the staff meeting.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm sure. And then what other city? I mean, God, we're pretty good right now, aren't we? Miami, we're casting in.
We're excited for Miami to come back and keep costs.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, well, thank you. I want to thank Natasha. I want to thank Danny. I want to thank our virtual audience. For more, click around bravotv.com. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.